This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In this chapter, the prophet Hosea recaps the history of Israel. And he does so from divine viewpoint, not from the human perspective, but he does it from divine viewpoint, how God sees it. And you remember that Jacob and the 12 tribes, the 12 sons, moved to Egypt during a famine that was in Canaan. And that by that time, Joseph had been put into place. You remember the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, and he had been taken from the prison to the palace as God raised him up and put him in the place to be the prime minister of Egypt. And Joseph then had the power to be able to rescue his family when they were in this dire straits. So the famine took place, and after the famine, they did not return to Canaan, but stayed in Egypt and settled in a place called Goshen. And that was the community, the territory that they were given. It was a good area. It was fertile, a good place for grazing sheep and so forth. But it was far away from the Nile River, so most Egyptians didn't want to live there. So they gave it to the Jews, and the Jewish people prospered there. And you know the story. Eventually, after 400 years, we have the story of Moses and the Exodus from Egypt. And Pharaoh's reluctance to let the people go, the 10 plagues that came upon Egypt, and the plagues, most of them missing Goshen, the things like the flies and all that stuff. Goshen didn't have those problems, while the rest of Egypt did. And so the exodus out of Egypt, across the wilderness, and back to the promised land. And so it picks up here in verse 1. He said, when Israel was a child, verse 1, when Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt I called my son. Three parts. If you're a young Baptist preacher, that's a good thing. They teach you in homiletics. They teach you preaching. They teach you three-point sermon. Find an outline for that encompasses three points, and you have it all in this verse right here. Israel was a child. Number two, I loved him. Number three, out of Egypt I called him. That would be our 3 points. New believers, of course, if we want to relate this to ourselves in life application, new believers are also children. The first part of that verse, we are also children of God, as Israel was. We have been born again. We are believers in Christ. And we are children, and because he calls us children, because children grow. All of you who have had children of your own know that children grow. You just buy new shoes and you got to buy newer ones because they outgrew the old ones before they're worn out. Children grow. And so God calls us children because our lives are to be lives that grow. We are to be growing in our lives. And so we are children advancing and growing into mature adults in the faith. And that is what God's desire is for us as children, as was his desire for the nation of Israel. to grow up from childhood and to become mature men and women of God who would trust him even in the face of overwhelming odds against them, which they would see in the land of Canaan. There would be giants and incredible, well-trained armies and high walls in the cities. There would be overwhelming odds against them, but they were to be trained up in faith to trust God that he would give them victory. Now, the second part is he loved them. He loved him. Speaking of Israel as the whole group, I loved him. So we have the first, they're born and they are children of God. Secondly, God's love is towards them. They are established, as we are as believers, established in the security and assurance of God's love towards us. How do we define God's love? Well, grace defines it. Grace tells us that God loves us. Everything grace does for us, everything grace rescues us from, everything grace encourages us in, everything that grace is to us, the God of all grace is the God of all love towards us. So we have the visibility of God's love towards us when we see his grace towards us. And so we are established in security and assurance that we are God's children, and we will remain his children, and even in through our failures, God will not abandon us, but he will continue to work with us and so forth. We have that assurance. That is a solid foundation for us to stand on as believers. You wouldn't want to stand on a shaky foundation where every time you messed up, you weren't sure whether you were going to heaven. And some people, unfortunately, are like that. There are many Christians who unfortunately have not been taught properly, and they think every time they mess up that if they had died at that moment, they wouldn't go to heaven because they have no assurance, they have no security, and their lives, their life with God is dependent upon their behavior rather than upon what Christ has done for them. But Israel was a child, number one. Number two, he was loved by God. It's the same love that establishes me. That love, that same love, goes into part three in this verse. That same love that, first of all, had me to become a child of God and then gave me assurance and gave me security and loved me with grace upon grace upon grace, that same love is now going to bring me to phase three of my walk with him. He is going to call me out of Egypt. He's calling me to come out of Egypt and to walk with him. Just like the children of Israel did at the Exodus, they were called out of Egypt. They were told to follow Moses. Moses would be their pastor. Follow Moses and get out of Egypt. I want you out of Egypt. I want you to worship me somewhere other than Egypt. Get away from Egypt. And I have a place to take you. It's called the land of promises, where I'm going to bless you with blessing upon blessing. And all you need to enter into that place is the faith to trust me in it. So this is the same love that established me is now the same love that's calling me out to walk with him and get out of Egypt. Now remember, Egypt, not just us, but most theologians in evangelical circles will tell you that Egypt is a type of the world system. Pharaoh was a type of the devil, trying to keep people in, locked into Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world, worldliness. And so the devil, Pharaoh, and the worldliness that is Egypt, if you're from Egypt, please forgive us, we're not trying to pick on your nationality, but Egypt is simply a type of worldliness in our spiritual picture. And the world wants to keep us in its worldliness, doesn't want us to depart, doesn't want us to respond to the call of God to come out of Egypt. Wants to keep us locked in to a system that the Apostle John called in 1 John 4:3, Antichrist. So the whole spirit of Antichrist is already working, and it's in the world system around us. The world is anti-God, anti-Christ. It does everything it can to isolate and to keep a person from going after God. It distracts, it deceives, it discourages, it deludes people. It makes people think that what they need in their life is everything else but God. And that going after God is foolish and ridiculous and a waste of time. And they go on and say that going after God is the reason we have wars in the world. It's the reason for all crime. It's the reason for all hostility and wars is people going after God. If we did away with all religion, especially Christianity, the world would be a more peaceful place. It is anti-Christ to its core. Now, the anti-Christ, you know, will be a personality coming on the scene in the future, but the spirit of anti-Christ is already, as John said, at work in the world, and he's talking back in the first century. We're in the 21st. And we're being called, love is calling us, out of the world system. Come out. But in verse 2, it says, as they called them, and who are they? They are the prophets and the preachers of the day. They called them with the calling of God to come out and to leave behind Egypt. So they went from them. As the preachers called them, they went from them. The preachers were preaching the message, but the people were withdrawing from the message. They liked the first message, you must be born again. That's the first part of verse 1. They liked the second message, that God loves them. But the third part, come out of Egypt, not so much. Not so much. And so it said that they went from them. They withdrew from that kind of preaching. They held back their ear from hearing. Matthew 13:13. They hear it with the physical ear, but inside their mind, the inner ear turns it off. We call it selective hearing. You only hear what you want to hear. And if it's something unpleasant, you turn it off inside. You're sitting there, your eyes are up, you're open, but it's not registering. The inner ear is not working. That's why in the book of Revelations, chapter 2 and 3, each time he addressed the seven churches, he said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. He's talking about the inner ear. And don't be selective. Listen to what God has to say. It said that they called to them, they preached to them, but the people withdrew from that kind of preaching. We don't want to hear the message of come out of Egypt. Go back to phase two. God loves us. It's all grace. And everything's cool. And we're born. We're a child of God. He's our daddy. We love those messages. We all do. We don't want that part three. We don't want phase three.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since